Kodiak Company is trying to bring high-speed internet to Western Alaska, including Unalaska. The Kodiak Kenai Cable Company wants to run a fiber optic cable from Kodiak down the Alaska Peninsula and out to here, then up the western coast through Bristol Bay to Nome, and then over to Prudhoe Bay. That would connect it with the existing fiber network. Company representative Ethan Berkowitz says the high-speed internet could open up a plethora of opportunities for Western Alaska.
We feel that if we bring fiber optic infrastructure to Alaska, to Western Alaska, the largest unserved portion of the United States, we're going to bring 21st century infrastructure and we're going to unleash all kinds of potential. We're going to do great things in terms of economic development, in terms of making telemedicine more available, in terms of expanding the type of educational opportunities that exist.
Consultant Guy Hauser says a fiber optic cable loop would provide constant high-speed access to the internet that satellite connects cannot.
Well, really the simplest way to look at it is the current infrastructure is supported by a satellite system, which is basically a garden hose with a kink in it.
Information bounces from here to a satellite to an earth station. Those links can be interrupted by weather and take time to connect. A fiber optic cable is like a direct link to the rest of the country's internet connections. The cable will run along the seafloor in some places and be buried in others, depending on what they find with the Marine Survey.
And in the Marine Survey, we actually go the entire cable route pulling a sonar. Either a shallow side-scanning sonar, or we might go with the extremely deep sonar, and we'll be looking for any type of geological anomaly that might cause us problems in the cable.
Berkowitz says the fiber optics would provide internet that's faster than even in Anchorage, fast enough to download movies and large files. Since the cable will be looped, even if a part of it is damaged, information can still travel the other direction. The Kodiak Kenai Cable Company will lay and maintain the cable, but the internet services will be provided by other carriers. Berkowitz says they hope to fund the $350 to $400 million project partially with federal stimulus money.
Importantly, as part of the stimulus package, it creates economic opportunity. It enhances public safety. It enhances education. It's virtuous all the way across the board.
Other private companies have also expressed interest in funding the project in case federal funding isn't available. Berkowitz says the cable will last at least 25 years. A $30 million satellite usually lasts only about 10. If the company can get enough funding to start the marine surveys this August and build the cable during the winter, the whole project could be completed within 2 years. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman, and KUCB volunteer Vic Fisher contributed to this report.